2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in and welcome back, or welcome for the first time this evening, wherever you find yourself. Thanks for being a part of KSL's Unrivaled. Now here's the deal. We always start off each hour with the cut, and that's coming up, I promise. But I wanted to just point out that the bubble has been a super weird place. I have not felt normal about it. I have felt 100% good about the fact that the NBA has kept all of their guys in the negative testing, Scott Mitchell. I feel good about that. But at the same time, here was the kicker for me. I watched Devin Booker's game-winning shot today. It wasn't today, but it was last night. It was against the Clippers. But I rewatched it today because I put it at full volume, and it was just 1,000%. It was just like they had crowd noise that they piped in. This guy just put a dagger in the heart of the LA Clippers. I mean, this is the Phoenix Suns who stink, Scott, and Devin Booker. On this beautiful fadeaway at the last second, swishes and beats the Clippers on a buzzer beater, and the virtual fans were the exact same sound throughout the thing. It was like chemically produced in a bubble, this basketball game, and it just did not feel right. I felt a little bit dirty being a part of it and watching it, but I don't know. I guess being excited about the fact that basketball is back has the price that we're going to pay. We're going to kick off the hour, though, talking about some things that Scott observed last night in the Jazz-Lakers game, and the Jazz lost to the Lakers. It's our 8:05 cut. Let's just jump right to it here.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so right off the bat, Scott. What's your problem with the Jazz? Because I thought it was their best game in the bubble so far.
Exactly. It was their best game, and it wasn't even close to good enough. Here's the thing. When you watch a team like the Lakers, and as I was watching this game, I'm sitting here going, it's almost like LeBron is just toying with the Jazz. Like the Jazz are like giving it a Herculean effort. You know, they're just really trying. You know, you can just see they're out there playing, and it's like the Lakers are in second gear, and at any moment they're just gonna just explode, and that's what you have when you have a player like LeBron or an Anthony Davis, where these guys they just scare you when you go into the game. And you're in the arena with them, you're like, these guys scare me. James Harden scares me. Paul George scares me. Kawhi Leonard scares me. You know, Giannis scares me. And so there's these players in the NBA, the superstars. Damian Lillard scares me. And they scare you in the sense that you know that every night they're just going to have an amazing game. I mean, we talked about LeBron. It's like, for almost 1,000 games, he's at least scored in double figures in almost 1,000 games in his
right,
career.
In a row.
That just consistent level of play. And you know, Donovan Mitchell is certainly, I feel, giving every the greatest effort he possibly can give. And it feels like he's kind of a certain type of player, but I don't feel like right now he's that guy that just goes, I can take over a game. Like, I can just, you know, I mean, and he did a great job of closing out last night, but it's not every night. And they're sometimes just scratching your head going, whoa, what's that decision? And what, you know, you just don't get this sense that he's, I want to say, top shelf. You know, maybe he's an all-star-ish type of player, but he's not a guy that walks in an arena and the opposing team goes, phew, there's, we can't stop Donovan Mitchell.
Well, but even, you know, I was talking about Devin Booker, and I don't like the Phoenix Suns at all. Maybe Ricky Rubio, but I do not like the Phoenix Suns, and I hate Devin Booker. And the thing is that as soon as he put that shot up, it was probably, like, in my mind, I was like, oh boy, he's about to light this thing up, and he won the game. And I looked at the Jazz roster and went, okay, who on the roster could do that? Beat the Clippers on a fadeaway last shot? And the answer is, maybe Donovan Mitchell. And the answer might have been a healthy Bojan Bogdanovic. We've seen him do that against, right, you know, big teams. But other than that, maybe Jordan Clarkson. And again, and that's your sixth man off the bench, by the way. So I don't know how to feel about that, because I'm going, I know that Devin Booker is a different style. And I know that the, you know, Phoenix Suns offense is on, you know, on some sort of weird offensive steroid where that's their style, right? They just try to score as many dang points as possible. I mean, everybody is trying to do that, but they don't really care. They're just trying to out-tempo you, and they'll score 120 points in a game, and they'll have a guy scoring 50 points in a game as well, Devin Booker usually. But, I mean, I thought the same thing where I was like, oh, well, I know that the Jazz are hoping for a superstardom from Donovan Mitchell. I know that that's something that comes up, and I know that people wonder if that's ever going to happen, right? Where you go, is that going to be a possibility of him being this superstar level guy? And Devin Booker's not a superstar, by the way. That's the level I'm talking about. Is Devin Booker is like a really nice player, but he's no Kawhi. He is no Giannis. He's no Damian Lillard. I mean, it scares the heck out of me to think that, you know, you're going to sign up for either Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert for a long, long time for lots and lots and lots of money, not both of them, and you're not going to get a superstar level person out of either one of them, maybe.
Yeah, and you have to. I mean, you have to. I mean, the challenge with Rudy Gobert is he's in the wrong era, and I think Rudy is trying to expand his game offensively. I'm talking about offensively, and you look at some of these elite centers in the NBA right now, and they're more like power forwards in a 7'2", 3'4" body. And they're guys that can, and I shouldn't say a power forward, like a stretch four, that a guy who can shoot a 3-point shot. I mean, it's one of the most impressive things, I think, in the world that I'm seeing, is you have these amazingly athletic, you know, big men. I mean, you'd never see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Shaquille O'Neal or right, someone like that, you know, out on the perimeter like this. And it's just really, really an impressive thing to watch, you know, watch happen. And you see Anthony Davis do it, and you know, it's just he guarded every player on the Utah Jazz. Like, not only guard him, but like shut him down. I mean, he shut Rudy down. He shut, you know, Donovan down. Right. I mean, and he's guarding.
He
all
had
these
42
guys.
Points. You're not going to see a 42-point night out of Rudy Gobert, obviously. And it's something that happens every fifth game or something like that, right, with Anthony Davis.
And I know that Rudy is a challenge defensively at the rim. I get that. And I just I'm still yet to hear or have it explained to me why he changes the game. You know, you hear all these NBA insiders, you hear all these coaches, and you hear all these, you know, things happening about how, you know, he's a guy that, you know, just changes people's games, and you're like, yeah, but I don't see it happen. I mean, the Lakers still scored 116 points on the Jazz and didn't have any problem, you know, and you would think, well, he could match up with AD, and he didn't, you know, and so I have yet to see, or when the Jazz get in the playoffs and they play the Houston Rockets and they just get torched, and it's like, where's the Gobert factor there? And I understand, and I believe they've maxed, and they're maxing his talent. I think if the Utah Jazz do one thing, they are great at developing players, and they're great at getting the max potential out of these players. I just don't know that they have a superstar on their roster that they could max out. And I'm not sure how they get that. And I don't know that they get it because Utah's not an appeal, and they're always good enough to be not bad enough to get in the lottery.
Well, here's the thing, too. So this was the one, too, where I think a lot of people looked at it and went, okay, you had, you know, Jalen Rose. This is something I want to play for Jeremiah next segment, this Jalen Rose, you know, talking about – and national guys do this all the time. They'll go, Rudy Gobert, I just don't see him in Utah. And that's a massive compliment. What they're saying is he's better than that market that he's in currently, which is a weird thing. What they're saying is oh, he's so amazing in Utah, but he's in Utah. He's got to play in Chicago or Miami or New York. You know, obviously that's one that always comes up. And I just am like, there is an obsession, obviously, with the idea nationally that Donovan Mitchell needs to go somewhere else. And that's something I guess it's because, and that's the thing that you should look at that as the massive compliment, Scott, and just go, look, everybody from all these other places wish that they had Donovan Mitchell. The biggest markets wish that they had Donovan Mitchell. But they also think that they could finally turn him into a superstar. You know what I mean? But it's always been the opposite here in the state of Utah. We develop guys that are amazing. I mean, what guys – I think about guys who have left here and have gone on to be way more amazing. Think of Deron Williams. His best years were here. Think of you know, guys who have this amazing future ahead of them, and then they leave Utah thinking, okay, finally I got out of that mid market or small market, and they go to the bigger market and they go, oh shoot, I should have stayed there. And I hope that's not what we end up learning from Donovan Mitchell. But I look at the situation that they're in right now, and at 1-3, I've been told, I've been told that that's okay. I'm not a big fan of the idea of tanking in the bubble, because what that really means is you've never even got ready for anything if you're tanking in the bubble and then getting ready for those playoffs. Fine, they fall to a 6 seed. That could be a good thing for them. Fine. But I'm being told that it's an okay deal that they're 1-2 right now. They take on Memphis tomorrow. I'm not sure how to feel about it. We're going to talk to Jeremiah Jensen about this very thing. You're going to hear that sound from Jalen Rose on ESPN saying, oh, yeah. He's got to go somewhere else. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. We got that. Plus much more. We have our 2-minute drill coming up in a little while. Oh, just so much more stuff. So stay with us right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.